This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare and Technology Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Erwin Alato, co-founder of SeniorCareHomes.com, after recognizing a need for affordable and accessible news and information on all things senior care, housing, health, and well-being. Erwin and his team utilize their extensive expertise in computer technology, customer care, and the medical field to provide just that. Erwin, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hey, the feeling is definitely mutual, Eric. Good morning, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, and certainly good to have you. I'm excited to hear what information you have to relate to us today. So what are some signs, starting there, what are some signs that it's time to consider assisted living for a loved one?
Great question. First one you definitely want to know is mobility issues with your loved one. Are they walking, or are they having trouble walking around the house, going up and down the stairs? Are you worried about falls? Those are some questions you want to ask yourselves, definitely on mobility issues. Do they have any memory problems? You know, that's another sign that it might be a time for assisted living. Are they starting to forget important events, doctor's appointments, taking medications, which is obviously very important for their safety? Repeating the same questions over and over and misplacing things. Those are things that add to those memory problems you also want to consider. Other ones would be, are they needing help with personal care or grooming? Are they brushing, are they having trouble brushing their hair? Are they going out, you know, outside with dirty clothes? Are they able to maintain themselves? Definitely another one. Housekeeping issues, you know, how is their home, how clean is their home right now, or is it something that they're able to maintain themselves, or do they need help with that as well? If they're having driving or safety issues, that's another big thing. If they're, you know, you want to notice if there's traffic, or if there's dents or scratches on, you know, their cars, or they have several traffic tickets, you know, it's something that is going to also attribute to their safety and their of their well-being. Do they have any other? Do they have any weight loss issues? Money and management assistance? Are they? Do they have a ton of bills on the counter? Are they able to pay? You know, pay for those. Those are something that, you know, an assisted living facility that can also community can help with. And like I mentioned, issues with medication. We want to make sure that they have proper medication labeled and that they're taking it, you know, on a daily basis or however often they need to. So those are definite signs that it's time for assisted living. And, you know, you got to ask yourself, you know, for your loved one, are those things that are happening frequently where it's time to explore that option?
Making the decision to put a loved one into the care of another can be a very difficult process. Now, how do you recommend that families who are considering this cope with the stress and anxiety of this transition?
Yeah, if it's for the most important thing, you know, do you want to make it a family decision? Because it is stressful. It is something that, you know, you have to understand where your loved one is coming from. You want to know that, you know, they want to keep their independence, and that's something, you know, that they want, that's important to them. So, you know, there's a couple of things you want to prepare for when you're getting into the situation. Definitely, you want to make it a family decision. It's ideal if you can talk to siblings and get immediate family members that you trust to be involved. You want to designate a point person who's located, you know, closest to the loved one who will be able to have the time to dedicate to making sure that they're taken care of. You want to also address financial issues, you know, power of attorney, things like that. And also you want to determine the location of where exactly you want them to live. You know, what are their care needs exactly? You know, you can get a doctor's assessment and a nurse's assessment to exactly know what are their exact daily needs and what are their care needs. And another really important factor is the budget. How much can they afford per month? And that's something that you want to talk to the family, talk with your family about as you prepare for this. It can be stressful, but it's a matter of how you plan and prepare for it. And like I said, having that family together, you can brainstorm together, you can come to an agreement which is the best assisted living option for you, your loved one, or for your parents. You also want to understand, you know, what leaving their home means. Like I was mentioning, it's a loss of independence for them. You know, they do have their capabilities are diminished. So, some can even view it as a sign of failure, or you know, mentally and physically. So, you want to also make sure that you're sensitive towards their feelings and sensitive towards that. And then another thing to help, another idea to make sure to keep the to make it a less stressful situation, you also want to start the assisted living conversation early. You know, you don't want to wait for a crisis to happen and then you're going to have to rush through this whole thing and everyone just feels flustered and you make the, you know, hopefully you don't make the wrong decision on the best assisted living option. You want to know that there are tons of options out there. You want to have the time to be able to make and assess the right one. And you also just want to have, you know, peace of mind that your parents will have the best care in the future. And then you also want to prepare what exactly to say to them. You know, get your parents involved in the situation. Ask them open-ended questions. You know, what are their, understand their worries. What are their ideas? What they like to do. You know, just get them involved in the conversation as well so that they feel part of the decision-making process. And, you know, you just want to also focus on the benefits of how it's going to help them with their safety. It's going to just make it so much easier for everyone involved just to know that they're taken care of on a daily basis. So those are a couple of things that, you know, that would help make the process a little bit smoother and just to make sure, again, to get everyone involved.
What are some key things to consider and look out for when shopping for the appropriate facility for a loved one?
Okay. And before you start to do the shopping, there's a couple of important steps you want to take before you go out there and get options. First, you want to do a doctor's and nurse's assessment, as I mentioned, just to find out the mental and physical state of your loved one, first and foremost. And you want to understand what are their care needs, because if it's not a lot of care, you know, a large community might be the best fit because their costs can go anywhere from, you know, $500 a month to $1,000+ a month. And, you know, if you do start to have bigger care needs, the larger communities can start charging a lot as well. And there are also options of smaller care homes, which they don't have big ads for if your loved one has dementia or Alzheimer's or isn't bedridden, if they are bedridden. You want to understand, like I said, your budget. You know, you want to make sure that, you know, it's something that you guys can afford, the family can afford, but also for how long can you maintain that payment? And where do they want care? Do they want it, you know, if it's close to the doctor, is it close to their home, or if it's close to the person that, the family member that can take care of them the most? And also, if how alert are your parents and your loved ones as well? Because if they are alert, you want to make sure that they're also with alert residents as well, because sometimes what will happen is if they're in a scenario where they're with residents who aren't a fit and who aren't as alert as they are, then you also don't want to have a decline in their mental and physical state as well. So those are kind of like the ideas before you start shopping. And when you do start shopping, there's tips that, you know, I'd like to also mention as well, when you're visiting the actual assisted living or boarding care home facility, you also want to, you know, notice if there's a smell, because facilities, they should not smell like, you know, urine or feces or too strong of a pine sol. You also want to have, make sure the bathrooms are clean, take a look at the food in the fridge and the pantry. When you're actually visiting and doing a tour, see if they have any pictures up, you know, pictures, if they're proud to put pictures of like the events they do with families. Talk to the owner, see how long they've been in the industry and how long they've been in the business. It's always, you know, you always don't want to have a situation where someone's not as experienced to take care of your loved one, talk to the caregivers, ask them questions, you know, at the community that you're touring. Also speak with the residents as well. Ask them if they're happy, you know, what are they doing? Notice what they're, are they active? Are they just laying in bed, or are they, you know, are they also happy and are they also active? Take a look at the contract and agreement. If you're unsure, you know, ask a family member or friend that's, you know, familiar with contracts to, you know, to take a look at it. Also make sure that, you know, if they're also see if they do have any certificates or awards posted up and that they're state licensed. So some of, those are some of the quick tips, you know, to ensure. And we also have those, all these articles on our website as well, if you know, so it's not too, if it's too hard to write down right now, so we can share that information later.
Today we are with Erwin Alado, co-founder of SeniorCareHomes.com, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us, what is SeniorCareHomes.com a little more in depth, and what exactly can one expect to find when browsing your site?
Yeah, and SeniorCareHomes.com, the easiest way to think about it is if you've ever used a Hotels.com or Expedia.com, where you can view hotel listings and you could see how the pictures, you know, how the hotels look from the inside to outside, looking at the details. We're just like a Hotels.com or Expedia.com, but for senior care homes and communities. So basically, we help provide options for all the residential homes, large assisted living communities, and retirement living all across the U.S. At SeniorCareHomes.com, you can actually find us in. We just launched into all 50 states with 65,000 plus state licensed facilities in our directory database. So that might seem a little bit overwhelming. You know, there's a lot of options out there, but what we do is we try to visit all of the care homes and communities in our directory, and also we're uploading daily pictures of all the communities. We're registering them as well, so we make it easy for families to find options based on their care needs, budget, and location. So the senior housing side is something that you know, is our bread and butter. It's our specialty, and we love what we do and helping families find the best care. We also have You also find in our site articles written by experts on Alzheimer's prevention, you know, what to look for in a care facility, senior exercises to prevent falls, really beneficial things that will help the family, help your family, you know, through this, you know, tough time. And we also have doctors who've treated the Pope and Dalai Lama, who are experts on our site, and also two-time Pulitzer Prize nominees. So they write all these articles that will help benefit all the families out there to help get through this time together. And basically they can also do a discussion forum with other seniors and family members. And we're shortly launching a vendor listing and caregiver listing if they want in-home care or if they want to have services, need services in the senior care industry. So in a nutshell, We help families find the care options out there and make it easy for them.
How does the care home search program work and assist with placement?
Yeah, so what they would do is when they go into our site, and then they could do a search on their location, and then they would have a search result listing of all of the communities in their area or homes, and you could browse the results, do a picture tour, view the details like I mentioned, and then after that point where they've narrowed down the communities that they'd want to see, they contact us directly, and you know, we help listen to their, you know, we listen to their needs and their unique scenario based on their budget, location, and like I said, if their daily assisted needs, and we listen to those, and then we match them up with we provide them with different options out there that are best fit for them. So instead of having to call every single community or care home out there in the area and see if they have a vacancy, see if they're a match for the budget, and see if they, you know, if they're appropriate fit, we do all that legwork for them for free, and we send them over, send the families over the options to make the process easier for them.
Erwin, in conclusion, what tip could you leave us in regards to finding proper care for our loved ones?
Okay, that's a great question, Eric, and I'd like to close on this and remind all the listeners out there that, number one, time is definitely your ally. Don't waste last minute and make the decision under pressure. You want to be able to make the best decision possible for your loved ones, so make sure you have enough time. Number two, know that just like in anything in life, you do get what you pay for. So you do want to find that middle ground that you can also sustain financially. And then the last one I'd like to leave you guys with is ensure that you find the options that best suit your loved one, and make sure that they get the best options possible, because you want to make sure that they don't have to keep moving from community to community because they're not the proper fit. You want to make sure that they best suit their needs and that they can age there and they can live there happily, and you don't have to have any more worries after that, hopefully. So
we've been talking with Erwin Alado, co-founder of SeniorCareHomes.com. Erwin, we certainly do appreciate you taking the time to be with us today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the Healthcare and Technology Channel here on the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for tuning in. And until next time, enjoy.